Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello and welcome. We are continuing our little series here on healing, and basically, I guess we could rename it, God can do anything and can do anything with us. Like you said, Mary Lou, one of Randy Clark's talks is entitled, God Can Use Little Old Me.
Little Old Me.
Right? And I think that's kind of an illness that afflicts perhaps more Catholics than Protestants. Don't you think?
I think I agree. They were very open to it, not shy about it, and expected healings.
Right, and they expected to work, that God would work through them, you know? There was nobody hanging back. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. There probably were people hanging back. I just didn't see them. But when I think about your sort of garden variety faithful Catholic in the pews, it's just like outside of their experience. Of course, we have a rich culture of miracles in the lives of the saints, right? And the missionaries. Right. So it's not like, you know, because remember Randy Clark was in the healing conference that we attended a couple weeks ago, was talking about certain Protestant denominations which are cessational, which means that they believe that the Holy Spirit packs its bags at the end of the first century, and that the miracles and the signs and the wonders that were set out in the Gospels were just for that time, and that God does not work that way anymore. Which, as he said, and I will say even more strongly, is a lie straight out of the pit of hell. I mean, it's truly not the case. God uses anybody. And when God used saints, he uses people like you and me who just believe him and have a higher level of faith and just take him at his word. But yet, even when I say a higher level of faith, if you read any of the literature out there on healing, there's a lot of inexplicable healings of like the scoffer, the unbeliever, or the atheist standing at the back of the room ready to find something to complain about who's healed. You know, so on whose faith is he healed? Not on his own, because he didn't have any faith.
Right.
So how do we square that kind of thing? Right. How do we even square? Sometimes we pray and we don't have the faith because maybe their illness is too great. I mean, again, there's plenty of stories that detail that. And you have like this idea, like this little conversation that's going on inside you saying, oh, my gosh, this person is, you know, paralyzed, or this person has some serious brain trauma. And how are we going to, you know, and you even doubt that God can use you to do something like that. And yet, in spite of all that, he does. Right.
Well, you know, I just found Damien Stame's book. And in the book, he goes back to St. Paul. This is in the beginning of the book. And he says, St. Paul, for instance, writes to the Thessalonians that they, on receiving the divine word of the apostles' teaching, have heard it not as human words, but as it really is, as the word of God, which is at work in those who believe. So as you said in the last show, you're asking for more. And you're asking for more. Why? Through that faith, through that word of God that he gave to the apostles, that they can go out and heal.
That's right. And just like in the Gospels and in the apostolic age, as detailed by the Acts of the Apostles, the healings pointed to the message. So now the healings point to the message. And even more so, do we need it? Just like that first century consumerist, materialistic, hedonistic society of the Roman Empire of the first century. The West in the 21st century needs it perhaps even worse, because with the advent of technology, for some reason, our good things are amplified, but our bad things are amplified too, right? So, excuse me, we have all kinds of really awful stuff that can go across the globe in 5 seconds. Whereas before, you know, a contamination of a bad idea or of a bad practice would have taken a while to spread across the globe. But now, the good and the bad are intermingled and are widely disseminated, so that perhaps the cosmic conflict, you know, the battle, the mm-hmm. spiritual battle, is amplified. You know, it's maybe it's not amplified, but it's certainly made a little bit more visible. And yet, those in the generation who are blind continue to be blind, and those who are having their eyes open are continuing to get their eyes open. It's just a very interesting dynamic, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So let's just refer to a couple of these resources we're talking about. We're talking about Damien Stayne's book, Stayne, Lord, Renew Your Wonders, which is truly a book. I mean, you know, I bought it by the case. I made everybody I know read it. I would also read Mary Healy, Mary Healy's book, Healing, on the subject healing. But then she also co-authored for the International Catholic Charismatic Doctrinal Commission, which has the imprimatur of the Holy See, a book on deliverance, like, you know, how do we confront evil influences in our life? She also, of course, you know, she's a prolific writer. She has authored the commentary, Catholic Commentary and Sacred Scripture Commentary on Mark, which we will be doing next year in Catholic Way Bible Study, the Gospel of Mark. But there are other books, too. There's Francis McNutt, who wrote the beginning, the first book on healing in our age called Healing. Mm-hmm. There's Neil Lozano, who we did a series of programs on his method of setting people free from internal resistances and blocks, as detailed in his book Unbound, and then another book that he wrote called Deliverance from Evil Spirits. Now, why am I conflating, why am I putting these two together? It's because obviously Unbound has to do with spiritual healing, and Signs and Wonders have to do with spiritual healing, but also with material aspects, right?
But if you need that spiritual healing, sometimes you can have physical problems that are associated with that. So it all ties in together sometimes.
It undoes the block. So, yeah, we had, I think recently the gospel was the man who had been crippled for 38 years and was sitting by the pool at Bethesda, mm-hmm. and he wasn't getting lowered in the water when the waters were ruffled, quote unquote, by the hand of an angel, and that would have been when he would get healed. And Jesus says, go and sin no more. So there's a close association between sin, lack of forgiveness, you know, significant sin in our life, not letting things go, and psychosomatic illness. I mean, there is such a thing known as psychosomatic illness. Now, am I saying that all cases of paralysis are so psychosomatic? Obviously not. You have a severing of the spinal column, and that's pretty much a given, or a bruising of the spinal column. But what I'm trying to say is, and what we're trying to do in these shows, is to widen your horizon. You're out there, you're driving around, you don't really know what these people are talking about. Open your heart. Say, Lord, show me. Show me your wonders. Show me what you want me to do. And if you don't know him, say, Lord, reveal yourself to me. It's a very dangerous prayer, right?
Right.
Lord, show me. Show me your way. Show me that you exist. Show me that you care. And you'll find more about all these things in the books that we're recommending. Mary Healy's books, Damien Stayne's book, Francis McNutt's book. There's also Father Matthias Thelen just wrote a book, The Biblical Foundations for Healing in Today's World, which is very good. It's just basically a writing up of his doctoral thesis. And then you have, of course, a whole slew of books from our Protestant brothers and sisters, people like Randy Clark, who you and I were privileged to go see for a whole day couple weeks ago. Dr. Bill Johnson, who's also really amazing. He's not a doctor, I think he's. But anyway, Bill Johnson is a pastor who is associated with Randy Clark. And there's all kinds of wealth of information on yielding to spiritual gifts that comes from the Protestant traditions. It's just the way it is. Now, of course, we're catching up, I think.
I don't think it's any coincidence that all of these books seem to be coming out now, and also that you are paying close attention to them, because this is the way God works in our lives. He will put these things in front of us and urge us to use them, to read them, to study them, to be made aware of them, and to use them. And I don't think any of this is a coincidence. And I know for us, you know, we spend a lot of time praying for people that are suffering from different ailments, so on and so forth. And, you know, we have discovered through the wonderful people in the Catholic Way Bible Study praying for people that healings do occur.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of us. It's God's mercy and answer to prayers that's the perfect scenario for them. And we expected something to happen. And it's something that's becoming more and more, I hate to use the word common, but you know, as we keep using that word, we kind of expect something to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the difference, I think, is the expectant faith. Do you have the expectant faith or do you not have the expectant faith? You know, I mean, do you expect God to do what he said he was going to do, or do you not expect God to do what he said he was going to do? I mean, how does that work?
You know, when you're talking about those words of knowledge and how you got that feeling in your thumb and so forth, and shared bringing that up at the Clark seminar, Mary Healy's book, she talks about a Catholic woman that had final stages of breast cancer. And despite all the advanced treatment she had, she wasn't being healed. But she refused to give up hope, turned to God in fervent prayer. And it was during Lent, and the show is being taped during Lent. It was Holy Week was approaching. She had a dream, and she was given specific instructions to go to church for Easter Vigil Mass. And that's when the catechumens come in. And in her dream, she was to wait for the first woman to come up from the baptismal font and ask this newly born Christian to make the sign of the cross over her cancerous breast.
Wow.
Which she did. Guess what happened?
Yeah.
She was immediately, totally healed. She went back to her doctor, explained what had happened. And his response was, "I thought you would tell me something significant." So that's, I mean, there's a perfect example of someone with an illness turning to God, God responding in a certain way with mm-hmm. words of knowledge through a dream that she followed, and she was healed. This is a true story. So, you know, that just energizes me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I think it goes to, you don't know what you don't know. So you don't know, if you don't know about this stuff, you don't know to expect this stuff. If you think that only Padre Pio could heal people, mm-hmm. and he's dead, mm-hmm. or Blessed Solanus Casey, mm-hmm. or somebody like that, and that little old me sitting in the pew just has to pay, pray, and obey, and this life is a veil of tears, and we just kind of have to suck it up until we get to heaven, which is unfortunately the attitude of a lot of Catholics, you know, then you're not going to be open to God using you to heal, nor are you going to be open to God healing you. And, you know, the Lord can act in our lives even without us being open. But it's usually easier if we are.
But sometimes he asks us to do something that doesn't seem to make any sense. Or the example he gave of a word came to him and it was crowbar or something.
Uh-huh.
And someone in the audience had been injured by a crowbar. And when he said that word, the woman in the audience immediately knew, because she was the one that had been victimized by it.
Yeah.
And she was healed. So as you were saying, those words of knowledge, they may sound ridiculous at times, but share them and see what happens.
I think that emphasizes also the whole idea, which I've spent most of my adult teaching life expounding, which is get over yourself. The only way that we're going to grow in words of knowledge and in the gifts is if we step out in faith with what we hear, with the understanding that sometimes we will get it wrong.
Exactly.
Right? Because a lot of people say, well, I don't want to do it because what if I get it wrong? Well, you know, you're not going to grow unless you do it. The only way to grow in something is to do it. And so, yes, you will probably miss God a couple times, you know, 2 or 3, 10, 20, 30, 40 times. You will miss God. But if for every 40 times you miss God, you get God twice or three times or 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough faith there for somebody to actually receive healing. Isn't it worth it?
Exactly.
It says in 1 Thessalonians, I think, that it is the role of the body to discern prophecy and words of knowledge. In other words, the body's going to tell you right quick if what you said isn't right. You know, it's going to happen. It's going to trickle back to you. You're going to hear it. Perhaps the person who's responsible for you spiritually will have a little chat if you say something, you know, outrageous that doesn't come to bear, right? But that's no reason not to do it. What did Randy say at the beginning of the seminar? He said, if you never pray for healing, you will never see if people get healed. In other words, yeah, you might pray for somebody and they might not get healed, but they won't get healed if you don't pray.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Be open to being to pray and to give the words of knowledge and to prophecy, even though maybe it won't work or you think it won't work. You know, the thing is, every time we invoke the Lord, it does work. It just may not work according to what we think it should do.
Well, I know that we're in Galatians that the charisms are not a reward for virtue. They are not a sign of heroic sanctity. God gives them freely simply because he loves his children, delights to involve them in his work of building up the body of Christ. So if you wait till you feel as though you're perfect, you're not going to attain that.
Plus, nobody's perfect.
No, you know, not going to attain that. You know,
not until we die in a state of friendship with God and are perfected in that.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's
which leads us to more piety and more holiness and all of that. If you have the faith to exercise the gifts that he's giving you.
I would really encourage you all out there to look up Fearless, as in without fear, Fearless documentary. I think it was fearlessdocumentary.net, but you can look it up. And it's a documentary on the Holy Spirit and evangelization. And it is so powerful. It is so powerful because it's just these regular people. I think it's Father Matthias having a healing service in a place in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't even have a team of people praying. He basically has the congregation lay hands on the people who raise their hands who need healing. And then he interviews the people who are healed through the person next to them, who certainly did not expect that evening that they were going to be doing that, right?
Right.
And it may be the first time that person has ever prayed for healing. And how people in the audience who raise their hand, who basically had the faith to raise their hands, are healed. It is a huge faith builder. And it goes to show that it helps to build up an atmosphere of faith. If you're praying with a group of people, really just be transparent. This is a thing that consoled me. Somebody pointed out that at Jesus' baptism, when Jesus is in the water and the Father says, and he says, the heavens opened and the voice of the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, listen to him. And it also says that in Acts 1, it says, wait in Jerusalem for the power that will come upon high, meaning the heavens are open and the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, right? And so, and upon us as well.
Mm-hmm.
It nowhere in the gospel does it say, and then the heavens closed up again and the Holy Spirit went home. So what that means is that Jesus opened the heavens and the heavens are still open. They're still there. The Father is still there listening for our cry, for our prayer, for our intercession, for our sadness, for our joy. And that, I think, the fact that, one, we are children of the Father through baptism, right? We are sons and daughters of the King. Two, the Father is in heaven listening for us. Three, the heavens are open, they're not closed. Four, the Holy Spirit was poured out and was never taken back. The Holy Spirit has been taken back in the past in the Old Testament the Holy Spirit was only given for certain purposes, and then it left that person, like Samson or Gideon. But in our case, in the New Covenant, the Holy Spirit has come to rest in us. And so if we know that the heavens are open, if we know that the Father is listening to us, if we know that Jesus loves us, if we know that signs and wonders and healings are for our benefit and to point to the message of the gospel, which is a message of freedom and of power, why wouldn't we want to find out more? In our next show, we want to give you a short bibliography. I think I'll also probably post a short bibliography on this topic of healing and signs and wonders on our Catholic Way Bible Study Facebook page. But we'll also discuss those resources in our next show. Thank you for joining us.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.